Hello, this is Jeff Fry, a retired IBMer and IBM fellow, and previously the CTO of IBM's mainframe platform. Once again, it's my pleasure to host another edition of the I Am a Mainframer conversation series, sponsored by the Open Mainframe Project. As a Linux Foundation collaborative project, the Open Mainframe Project is intended to help create a mainframe-focused open-source technical community. It's also intended to serve as a focal point for the development and use of enterprise Linux in a mainframe compute environment. The goal is to excite the Linux community around the use of the mainframe and to foster collaboration across the mainframe community to develop and exploit shared Linux tool sets, resources, and services in a mainframe environment. In addition, the project seeks to involve the participation of academic institutions to help assist in creating educational programs aimed at developing the mainframe Linux engineers and developers of tomorrow. So today, for today's conversation, we have the pleasure of speaking with SUSE's Mike Friesenegger. And Mike is a technical strategist and a solutions architect in the SUSE Alliances team. He's assigned to the Global IBM Alliance and works closely with many of the groups in IBM to identify, test, and document joint solutions that help SUSE and IBM create unique Linux value in the marketplace. His specialties include IBM System Z, Power Systems, Real-Time Linux, High Availability, and as a SUSE SAP champion focused on SAP solutions using SUSE technology. So, Mike, welcome to the broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you on. I'm looking forward to our discussion.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
So Mike, maybe to get started, we can start with tell us a little bit about you and your background, what you do at SUSE, and give us some perspective on Linux and the mainframe, if you would.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go a ways back to my career when I first started my career in IT, And my career in IT started as a second shift mainframe operator. And basically what that meant was I did remote job entry of JCL and COBOL jobs to a mainframe sitting somewhere in the United States. And my job was to make sure those jobs ran in the evening for the manufacturing company that I worked for. And then when the jobs were done, I printed the reports. And I had to burst the reports. If you remember, multi-copies paper, I had to split them apart and deliver them to different groups within the manufacturing organization and things like that. So that's where I cut my teeth for the very first time on the mainframe. And that's all I really knew about it was a little bit of JCL, a little bit of COBOL. I learned things in college and university, after that company that I worked for switched to IBM Power Systems, I stopped using the mainframe, and I started learning more about Unix. Fast forward many years to when I started with Novell, and Novell acquired SUSE. I knew a lot about Unix, and they said, "Hey, Mike, why don't you go over there and learn more about SUSE and what it can do because you already know Unix." I said, "Great." Shortly after that, I found out that that SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, our enterprise operating system here at SUSE, ran on IBM Z platform. At the time, it was Z Systems. It's changed names from Z Systems to System Z. Now it's the IBM Z platform and IBM Linux One. So in my role today, one of the areas I'm very passionate about is the Z platform, the Linux One platform, and I spend a lot of time working with not only IBM groups that are focused on Z, but I'm also talking to customers of SUSE that are using the IBM Z platform and the Linux One platform.
Great, cool. So let me follow up on some of this. There are a lot of people I think are still somewhat unaware of the relationship with Linux on the mainframe. Some people aren't even aware that Linux is available on the mainframe. What in discussing this and with your work you know, in the Linux environment and all your work with customers. What would you describe the value of Linux in the mainframe, right?
Client. Well, the historical value, so I'm looking at it from a historical perspective, and also what I see as the up-and-coming strengths of the mainframe. And I keep using the mainframe. I should just call it the Linux One platform or the Z platform. But the historical strengths have been always around the reliability of the system. Also, because of the architecture, it allowed organizations to do massive consolidation, especially of heavy IO-based workloads, so databases and things like that. So that is still a very valid use case and workload, but when I talk to IBMers, when I talk to customers, they want more than that. In their environment, they want to take advantage of the new things that IBM's bringing to the table, and with the Z14 and the announcement of the new, I believe it's the ZR1, if I'm remembering the terminology correctly, IBM is really focused on the security aspects in pervasive encryption. IBM has proven that not only can you do massive consolidation of databases, but you can take advantage of the new and upcoming open source technologies like containers and container orchestration, and do it in quantities and numbers of containers running on a single system that other architectures can't even touch. So I care about more than just the operating system. Although the operating system is important, no customer buys a Linux One system or a Z system or any system just to run an operating system. They want to run applications on top of it. As SUSE is moving up the software-defined infrastructure stack, I would like to see that happen for SUSE and for the community to move up the stack on the Z side of the world.
Yeah, so I agree with that. I think that you know, the foundation of Linux and the mainframe in terms of its qualities of service, its, you know, economy of scale, its security and availability, all provide, you know, a great foundation for, you know, the kind of requirements that exist in an enterprise environment, security being very, very important, as we know, and continues to be even more important, I think, moving forward. And you mentioned, you know, containers and the whole notion of being able to virtualize a platform to get more out of it and to host, you know, hundreds if not thousands of users and virtual images and containers. These are all strengths of the mainframe that they can, you know, bring to bear on some of these new workloads. So you mentioned
Absolutely.
You mentioned cloud. This is a particular interest to me. So, you
sure.
know. The mainframe, of course, known for its traditional workloads, you know, transaction processing in particular. But, you know, as we move into these spaces where there's more intelligence in the data, we're talking about business and data analytics, and especially, you know, the economic model and the operational model around cloud. Talk to us about what your perspective is on cloud and how the mainframe supports that kind of operational model.
Sure. Well, so a couple of things. So with IBM's announcement, I think it was within the last week and a half of the ZR1 version of the Z14, where it fits in a standard 19-inch rack. I think IBM is giving organizations this flexibility to put all of the things that we both talked about, the reliability, the scalability, all of the things that we just, you know, that you did so well explain what the platform does, put it into a standard rack that not only customers can take advantage of, but public cloud providers or MSPs, could take advantage of if they have customers that are looking for managed services, but they want the reliability, all the things we talked about of the Z or the Linux One platform. So I think now from a SUSE perspective, SUSE is very embedded and ingrained with the OpenStack organization. We are one of the founding members of the OpenStack Foundation. One of our employees is part of the board, or has been part of the board of the OpenStack Foundation. So when I'm looking at infrastructure as a service type tools and self-service type tools that an organization or a public cloud provider, an MSP, can use, I'm thinking in terms of OpenStack and how OpenStack can be tied into both the traditional hypervisor, the ZVM hypervisor on the Z platform, the Linux One platform, but also the KVM hypervisor. Because there are customers out there that may want to run both hypervisors more. Maybe there are customers that are more open source savvy and they say, hey, let's run the KVM hypervisor on this super scalable, super secure, highly reliable platform. So I'm kind of looking at it from both perspectives, but I think OpenStack is where I'm spending a lot of my time talking with customers and also talking to IBM folks internally and saying, hey, how can we move this thing forward? And make a plug for the Open Mainframe project. I'm part of the Open Mainframe project, and I'm part of the sub-project that's focused on infrastructure service for Z and Linux One. And so we have calls every other week. We have actually one coming up here very shortly today, and we're going to be talking, and that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about how to provide self-service mechanisms like OpenStack, or if a customer wants to build their own self-service mechanism to easily provision the resources that are on the Z platform for whatever the customer needs to use it for.
Yeah, that is great. That's it goes to your point earlier about moving value up the stack, because you know we can talk a lot about the openness and the fact that Linux as an operating system environment on the mainframe behaves and expresses itself just as any other Linux would, right, on any other platform. But as you start moving up the stack, and we've also talked about, you know, the availability of applications, Linux-based applications that run on the mainframe, and there's been an increasing, ever-increasing number of vendors and third-party suppliers of software and open-source software that run on the mainframe. But it's always struck that one of the potential gaps here was, you know, some of the management tools that kind of sit above the operating system, and OpenStack is a great example of that, because that the way this system is managed is a critical component of how Linux and the mainframe value proposition is expressed to customers and clients, And if OpenStack really makes good on its promise as a mechanism to integrate, even in a multi-platform environment, a set of virtual resources that can be dynamically managed and provisioned, in a cloud-based environment, that has been one of the pieces I think that has needed focus in the mainframe environment, and I'm really glad you guys are doing that.
Yeah, well, anybody can look me up, and if they want to, I'll be happy to send them a video of a demonstration that I did to the Open Mainframe project on how SUSE OpenStack Cloud, our OpenStack distribution, integrates with ZVM and provides this self-service portal and this the self-service way of automatically provisioning ZVM resources for usage in a customer's environment.
Great. Mike, I can't thank you enough. I think we're probably running out of time here. Unless you have anything else you want to add here,
If you don't mind, I'd like to just wrap up. So one of the things that I see that has made the adoption of Linux and open source technologies on Z a little difficult, not a little, a lot difficult, has been access to hardware. And I want to put a plug in to IBM and thank IBM and Marist College and the other universities that are providing the Linux One resources, the Linux One community cloud resources, that people in that are working in open source, if they have an interest in bringing a project to Z and to Linux One, they can go to the Linux One Community Cloud, sign up for an account, test out their project on there, and then they can take advantage of the tools like SUSE, the Open Build Service. It's something that SUSE's given to the community, and they can build their packages not only for SUSE distributions, but Red Hat, Ubuntu, Debian distributions, and things like that. So there are, and S390X, the architecture designation for Z, is one of the targets that can be used with the Open Build Service. So I think the access to resources is that challenge. While it still exists, it's becoming a little less, making it easier for the community to gain access. So hopefully people that are interested look up the things that I spoke about and try to build their most favorite project on a Z platform.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. And maybe I'll we'll talk on one of these open mainframe project calls. And I don't know if you attend the face to face meetings, but once in a while I drop in there and help out with the project. So I'll look forward to talking with you again, Mike. And thank you so much for the broadcast today. It's been great.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.